From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable for violating Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it's too early to determine who was responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran may be part of his overall Saudi foreign policy strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? To have an enemy like Iran.
The Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition has closed access by sea, land, and air in an effort to cut off weapons shipments. Fidela Chaib is with the World Health Organization. She said the humanitarian situation is very bad.
It's also battling a very serious cholera outbreak. Since months, we are trying to stop it.
Cholera cases are up to top 900,000 since April. An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. Liberia's President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has warned democracy in the West African country is under threat after the Supreme Court put an indefinite hold on a presidential runoff election over fraud allegations. She called Liberia's democracy as being under assault. This is VOA News.